Welcome to the Zariah Effect.
Welcome to the Zariah Effect.
DJ Primo TV.
Welcome to the Zariah Effect podcast.
Hi, welcome to the Zariah Effect.
Welcome to the Zariah Effect podcast.
Hey, what's up? You listen to the Zariah Effect.
Welcome to the Zariah Effect.
Hi, welcome to the Zariah Effect.
And now, you're currently on what the people are saying is the best podcast in the world. You know what I'm saying? The Zariah Effect.
It's currently 5 a.m., so I was supposed to record at 12 a.m. And for some reason, I was just so tired. Actually, I was in a bad mood. I decided to not record. And then my spirit just woke me up at 5 a.m. And look at me recording now. Because I have so much energy because I did sleep. So it's just like, let's talk about this. So basically, I think ever since Big Brother, this is so random, but ever since Big Brother, I've been thinking so much about this topic. Does old age demand respect? I'm going to tell you how Big Brother is linked to this sometime in the episode. But I'm Nigerian, like I'm African. And I think something that's so big in African culture is respect for elders. And for some odd reason, the idea of respecting my elders just because they are my elders has never sat right with me. I have no idea why. I've never cared to respect elders just because they are older than me. And that does not mean that I'm disrespectful. I think where I'm going with this is I've just never believed that. I think the thing for me is I've never believed in unconditional respect for people just because they are older than me. I feel like when it comes to people that are older, automatically I have some level of, not even some level to be honest, I feel like I have a good amount of respect for people that are older than me purely because of age, but not because I think that, you know, they are superior to me because they are older than me. But I do have some level of patience. I feel like if somebody a lot older than me is speaking to me in a way that I do not appreciate, I have some level of patience simply because we're not from the same time, basically. And I just have a lot of patience, and I feel like I do have a lot of respect for people that are older, because in my head it's like, oh my god, you've been through a lot. Like, you being through a lot does not mean that I have to respect you, because you being through a lot and you living for a long ass time does not mean that you have done anything for me. But it's just like, I don't want to call it pity, but it's heading towards the pity side. It's like, damn, you have been through a lot. You were around when dollar to naira was 1 to 1. You're telling me that you have been around for that number of years. So it's like pity, like, oh, you've been through a lot. But it's also respect. But I don't believe in unconditional respect to people that are older than me. I don't think that age is a determining factor on whether or not I should respect a person. And I feel like I've always had this belief, even when I was younger. Till this day, I have so much respect for kids, because they are human beings. I feel like a lot of people, especially in African society, they don't treat kids like human beings. Obviously, they provide food, some provide food, you know, the things that a child should need or, you know, should desire, basically. But they don't treat them as human beings. And I've always been heavy on it, especially because when I was a lot younger, having relationships with adults, like especially authority in school, was just so disgusting, and I hated it, and I till this day do not like adults. But yeah, I just believe in respecting everybody regardless of age, just as a human being. That's why, like, me saying, oh, does old age demand unconditional respect or respect at all, is not like, oh, I just want to be disrespectful. Like, I respect people purely because they are people. I respect kids. If a child is like, don't carry me, don't carry the child. Like, I just believe that everybody should be respected. 5, 10, 2, 1, 11, 50, 100, like, everybody deserves respect. But the whole thing of unconditional respect, no, I'm sorry, I don't care what anybody says, no. I don't care if you're 100, you're 50, you're 70, if you're disrespectful to me, I have every right to be disrespectful back. And me choosing not to be is my personal decision. It's not something that somebody should come and tell me that, oh, you know, he's just old. If you're old, be mute. Be mute. I'm allowed to stand up for myself. I'm allowed to respond to disrespect. And I don't care if you're older than me. That's not, you know, a reason for me to just stand there and just take it. And I feel like the thing is, just because you're older than me and just being born in different times, and I don't care to explain anything to anybody. Like, I don't care to come and be like, oh, this is why this is wrong. This is why you should accept this. With times are changing, like, you need to see this from this point of view. Like, I don't have the desire to do that. So sometimes I would just leave it be. But just some things that are just disrespectful in general, I don't know if that's making sense. Like, obviously some things that are more common now, like pronouns and everything, like if somebody older does not get it, like, I'm not going to be like, you need to be able to get this and you need to be able to say this. I'm just going to leave that one because that is fine. But something like, oh, them being rude, them being mean, that's something that you should not do regardless of time. Like, it's not, you being a genuine kind person or a genuinely kind person did not just come in this generation. So that's not something that's negotiable. So, like, I'm going to bring it up if you're being disrespectful, period. And I feel like for me, respect will always be reciprocal, and I would never disrespect somebody merely because of age. And that's something that I can take to the grave, that I just never, ever, ever do. Now, why does Big Brother come into the equation? Something that I have noticed is in Big Brother, the youngest person there is always getting some shit for some odd reason. Now, something that is so interesting to me when it comes to the whole old age debate, respect debate, is when it comes to society now, it's very easy and very common for young people and older people to find themselves in the same position, in the same situation, in the same workplace, in the same space, in the same environment. And because of the fact that young people are now very daring, they can enter those spaces at very, very young ages. The African mentality or the Nigerian mentality, or even beyond that, but I'm focusing more on African and Nigerian mentality, is that there has to be some form of superiority that I will have over you just because I'm older than you. And I think it's something that has to do with insecurity. It's a way for you to console yourself that somebody that's younger than you is qualified enough to be in the same position that you are in. And so because you want to be superior, you have to mention age. Because tell me why both of us came to Big Brother and you're telling me that you're advising me as a big sister. Like, that is, I feel like it's a way to belittle somebody, just to show them that, okay, even if you're successful, you're in this place like I am, I'm still bigger than you in this way because I'm older than you. And because of the age gap that we have, I am wiser than you automatically, even if you're really not. And I just feel like it just has to do with insecurity, you trying to find ways to show people that, oh, even if we're in the same position, I am still above you regardless because I was born before you. And I feel like if everybody just respected everybody because they are human beings, there is no need for that, I'm still bigger than you, because I would have that respect for you regardless of you being older than me, period. And I feel like younger people now have a voice and they get into spaces without the years of experience that it used to take before. You know, and there's this level of, it's honestly insecurity that older people have, that, oh my God, you're telling me that I had to go to this place and go to this school and go to this and this and this to get to this place, but somebody just did it without having to put in that number of years. Like, I have to be above this person in some type of way. And the thing is, if you went through so many years of schooling, so many years of this, so many years of that, and you ended up in a space, you have more education than somebody else that did not go through that process. And that's something that nobody can take away from you. But some people don't want to think like that. They just want to have something that is so physically obvious that they are above somebody else. And that is just insane to me. And I think it's just a common thing for people to just be disrespectful, just simply based off of age. Like, even when I go to the supermarket, like if I'm not with an adult, like I get worse service, you know, and it's just weird to me. Because it's not even like, oh, I want you to, you know, carry me and I want you to fan me and I want you to take me and, you know, give me the best 5-star treatment to ever exist. But just like bare minimum things. It's just so obvious when the, you know, the quality of service is just poor just because I'm younger. And, you know, there's the whole thing of, oh, Gen Z's want this. Oh, Gen Z's want to be treated like this and that. But it's just like, many people are just asking for bare minimum respect and we're not being given that just because we are younger. Like, this is a common thing. Like, whenever I go to the supermarket, like, I just feel like the person is just attending to me anyhow just because I'm younger. And it's just weird to me because I'm not going to start causing a scene or anything, but, like, I have every right to because it's just, like, it is so weird. And you just can't even say that, oh, you're just doing this because I'm young. Because that's the reason they're doing it. So if you now mention it, they'll not be like, no, I didn't even see you here, as if I'm one breeze that nobody can see me. You can see me clearly. And you saw that I was before this person, but no, because they're older. And sometimes they would even like look at you dead in the eye and just ignore you. And that's like a normal thing. And it's just crazy. And I feel like also because, you know, I said that Gen Z or people of, not even this generation, I think some people of the previous generation, younger people basically, and I think younger is like my age or like even younger than my age, obviously, till 30, I don't know, 32, I don't know. But, you know, adults basically, like the older generation, they didn't really believe in going in another direction, right? Or going in another path, or like being daring and everything. So that's why you would notice that in some cases, like you see somebody get disrespected by their workplace, talk to like shit, and they still stay there. And they're even saying sorry, you know, and they don't stand up for what's right. They just say sorry so that they can be civil, so that everybody will be in agreement with them, yada, yada, yada. But with this generation, we just believe that like, nothing is that serious. That may be a good thing, that may be a bad thing, but we just believe that I can always find another job. I could always do this. I could always do that. And most time we will stand for what we want, even if it would cost us our jobs, because we believe that we would always figure it out. And we're just more daring. And that, you know, level of confidence and that level of, you know, being daring is something that does upset the older generation, because it's like, oh, you should have just like, they just believe that you should have just, but that's not a way to go. And I feel like, I'm not even saying that every situation that you have, every time somebody does something bad, that you have to react and you have every right to, but you do not have to. But I'm also saying that sometimes you just don't have to sit back and just do nothing just because. Like, sometimes the disrespect is just too much that you just have to leave. But adults just believe that you have to people please. People pleasing is something that just came from that older generation. Like, that's just a normal thing. Like, you literally see somebody being screamed at in the workplace, being disgraced, embarrassed in front of people younger than them. The same people that you're angry, you know, are now, you know, speaking up about this treatment and this treatment. And you will just say sorry. Like, those people will just say sorry and then they'll go back to work the next day. And I get you want to be agreeable. I get you want to do that. But most times the work is not even that nice. The pay is not even that nice. You're just there because you just believe that that's the only place that you can be. And you believe that that's the only direction that your life can take. And I'm not saying that, oh, this direction I'm talking about is the traditional, oh, go to school, go to work, go and work in 9-to-5. There are so many other ways that people are just being disrespected. Even in more, you know, modern, I don't want to say modern, but like not traditional workplaces, even in jobs that are not a 9-to-5, it's just a normal thing for people to just take shit. But this generation is obviously not about that. We're not about that lifestyle, because there's no reason why I was born in the same way you were born and you're just being disrespectful. I don't care about the money difference between both of us. Respect is just something that you should have for people regardless. I don't care if you have more money. I don't care if somebody's working for you. That does not matter. Like, if they are a human being, you should have respect for them, period. And I think it's just kind of weird to me, especially because, like, even sometimes, like, older siblings or older cousins will not be forcing the whole seniority thing. Like, I just would not speak to you again. Like, I get that you may know more than me because you had more experience than me. I'm not taking that away from you. Stop feeling like, okay, me having a voice is taking away from something that you have, because that's just not true. Like, you don't have to be so insecure. Like, just me saying, oh, I want to do this way, does not mean that I'm saying that, oh, the way that you've been doing it for a long ass time is wrong. But just forcing the whole seniority thing is just so annoying. Like, I just would not talk to you. Like, I don't like the thing of older siblings parenting the younger siblings. That's something that just does not sit right with me. I get, okay, you're an older sibling, obviously you want to look out for your younger siblings, yada yada yada, cool, fine, amazing, perfect. But the whole thing of parenting the younger sibling, trying to discipline the younger sibling by hitting them, is just so stupid to me. I hate it. I don't like to see it. If I ever had kids, you are not the parent. I am, you know, it's different because sometimes the parents will say you're not the parent and then force parent responsibilities on that older sibling. But I'm not for it. Like, I don't like, you're not the parent, I'm not going to give you that responsibility of being the parent. I think that's annoying as hell, because it now creates a lot of bad blood between the siblings, because it's like, oh my god, my parents gave you the responsibility of raising me, but you're still my sibling, so I still cannot see you as a parent. And so you doing nice things for me as an older sibling is fine, but when you try to discipline me, it's like, and then it just kind of like ruins your relationship between siblings, because it's just like, I don't even know what to tell you. I don't know whether you're my sibling or my parents, and I just don't like that dynamic. It's just very weird to me. But, you know, I just feel like with the older generation, definitely some things that they see, like, let me give a common example, like Ubers, like a lot of parents just don't like it. Even if I've never had a bad experience in an Uber in my whole life, I've been using Uber since I was 12. I'm turning 19 very soon. I've never had a bad experience. Nothing bad has ever gone wrong, ever. But parents just don't like Ubers. And I feel like when it comes to the older generation, you just have to find middle ground. Like, even if I knew that nothing bad is going to happen, I'm aware of that. It's fine. But you just still have to be considerate of, like, their worries, because those worries don't just come from nowhere. I know some parents just don't want their kids to have fun. I know of some, but they have every right to be worried, because if anything should happen to you, it's 1000% on them. And I get that. So you just have to be able to, it's just the way that you say something. I feel like some parents would just be like, no, you're not going, you're not having fun. And I think you just being that level of strict to your kids that just want to have fun, like, that's not a bad thing. You just wanting to have fun, yes, they may say, oh, go and read your book, oh, go and do this, like, you're allowed to just want to have fun. That is not a bad thing in any way. And I feel like, yes, things are tough, times are unsafe, but as a parent, you being extremely strict to the point where your child is not even allowed to breathe, it's just a reflection of you being a lazy parent. Because there are so many ways that you can organize hangouts with your kids, like your kids and their friends, and for it to be safe without just saying, oh, you're not allowed to go, period. And you just have to have a level of reasoning with your kids. And also, kids just have to have a level of reasoning with your parents and just be able to understand that, okay, in their time, you know, they hear all the kidnapping stories on WhatsApp and they just believe it 1000%. So you just have to be reasonable with them. Say, okay, I'm going to, you know, give you my location. Okay, I'm going to call you every step of the way when I go out. I'm going to take 1 minute out of every time that I move and change my location to let you know that, okay, I'm here now. Okay, I'm with this person now. I feel like if parents were more trusting with their kids, then that can work. Because most of the time, nobody's doing anything that's sneaky. Like, most of the time, I'm going out with my friends to eat. I'm going out with my friends to play, to have fun. Like, it's not that serious. And I feel like, yes, obviously, people just, their minds just go to, oh, if my child is leaving the house, they're going to have sex and this and that. But really and truly, even if they don't leave the house, they will still do it because you will go to work. And that's even worse. That is terrible. So it's like you trying to be unreasonable with your kids is just going to make them do things that are just disrespectful, because I think it's just disrespectful to just be doing some things in your parents' house. That's just my belief. So you now not allowing your child to leave the house, not allowing your child to have fun, would just make them be more disrespectful and just do things that are just worse. But yeah, that's the rant. That's the tea. I don't believe in unconditional respect. If you disrespect me, please, I'm going to be disrespectful back. Sorry. Take it as it is. But it's just annoying. Yeah, it's annoying. Just the whole thing of, oh, I'm wiser than you because I'm older than you. In many cases, older people, or like people that have more experience than you, are wiser than you. And that's not something I'm taking away from anybody. But there's a way to say things. There's a way to talk to people. There's a way to address things without just being annoying. Because yeah, you may be right, and I may know that you're right, but the way you say it is just going to make me not want to take your advice. And now I'm going to intentionally do something that I know is wrong just to deviate from everything that you are saying to me, because you have just been rude about it, you know? So like, yeah, parents may be right most of the time, but just the way they say it. And delivery is everything in many, many situations. Like, if you don't have a good delivery, if you don't have a good way of saying something, there's a very, very low chance that I'm going to take what you're saying. And that's not a bad thing, because why are you yelling at me? And why are you trying to belittle me for not knowing something that you had to have 20 more years of experience than I did to know it? But then I didn't have that experience. I haven't lived that long. But you want to belittle me because you know it. And it's just weird to me. But yeah, that's basically the rant. Like, I don't think that old age demands respect, period. You may disagree. Fine, cool, amazing for you. That is your business. I believe that every point that I have stated in this episode is right, and I'm right, period. But thank you guys so much for listening to this episode, and I would see you guys in the next one. Make sure you tell me what you think about the episode. Tell me what you think about the topic. Does old age demand respect? Tell me in what situation, you know, you have no respect for people that are older than you when they are just disrespectful. Tell me in what situation you are more patient with them. And just let me know what you think. And I will talk to you guys soon. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. Make sure you rate the podcast, leave a review, follow the podcast wherever you listen, and check out the Instagram at The Zoraya Effect Pod. New episodes every Sunday, and I'll talk to you soon.